Hey, it's Chris Johnson, and my last job before my current job was selling homeowners insurance. And aside from telling everybody how much I hated that fucking job, I have not really gotten in depth with it. It's almost like anytime I fucking started to talk about it or think about it, I would just get fucking pissed. I'd have flashbacks and be like fucking post-traumatic stress disorder. I just couldn't fucking do it. Even now, I gotta be fucking honest with you, I was just thinking about it before I fucking corrected Mike to do this, and I still got fucking pissed. That fucking job scarred my fucking ass, and it was probably less the job than the employer. The employer fucking sucked. I see all these people on fucking social media. Well, I shouldn't say all these people, but I see some people on social media, because the vast majority of people that worked at that fucking shithole, there's a large portion of them that work at the place that I work at now. There's a bunch of other people there that just fucking quit, said fuck it, and went to fucking manage restaurants or do whatever the fuck it is that they're going to do. And then the people that are still there fucking hate it. Like, most people fucking hate it because it sucks. The job's terrible. The fucking company's terrible. They don't give a shit about you. It's a fucking horrific, toxic environment. But I'll see people like just get on their knees and suck the job's dick on social media. Like, what are you doing? You think that job gives a shit about you? You think they're giving you raises because they like you? They're giving you raises because everybody's fucking quitting. That job, and I'm sure most jobs are like this, that job does what it does because they have to do it. The reason they pay you what they do is because they fucking have to. Nobody'd fucking do that shit job if you didn't fucking pay them well. I made 60 fucking grand doing that fucking job, and I couldn't fucking wait to leave. And that was just like my base salary. I made more than that with fucking bonuses and shit. But I could not wait to get out the fucking door. And I don't know if all fucking sales jobs are like this. Technically, I was a fucking sales consultant at the office store. But anytime I walked into the office store, I didn't want to put a bullet in my fucking head like I did fucking selling homeowners insurance. When you're selling homeowners insurance on the phone at that big fucking douchebag insurance company, you had to say a specific amount of things. You had to fucking greet people a certain way. You had to say certain things if they responded a certain way. When you call a place and you think to yourself, that motherfucker sounds like a douchebag robot. Yeah, because he's reading off a fucking script, because he's saying things that he has to say. And the reason they're saying things that they have to say, because if they don't say those things, they're gonna get in fucking trouble at work. They fucking record all your calls. They score your calls. They fucking grade you. Like, every fucking word you say, like, I'll fucking take a call on Monday or something, and then they'll grade it on, like, Friday or next week or whatever, and they'll be like, 2 minutes into this call, you said this and this, and when the customer said this and this, why did you say this? Motherfucker, I don't know. I have no fucking idea. How the fuck am I supposed to know what I was thinking on one random call on a fucking Tuesday? You know how many fucking calls I take a day? My phone never stops ringing. But yeah, I'm supposed to remember what I told that dickhead in fucking Idaho about his goddamn trailer. Jesus fucking Christ. And you're always got to be worried about that. You have to say certain things. And then, like, if you forget to say something, you're on the call and you're like, oh, motherfucker, they're going to fucking score this call and I'm going to fucking fail it. You can only fail, like, a certain amount of calls and it's going to affect your numbers. And if your numbers are fucked up for a month or two, then you're going to go on a fucking warning. And then, you know what I mean? It's a fucking disaster. I've never been at a fucking job that was so eager to fucking fire your ass and so eager to pretend that, like, treating you like shit was motivation. How do you motivate your fucking employees? Hey, could we treat them well, pay them well, and actually fucking support them? Nah, fuck that. Well, treat them like dog shit. Tell them they fucking deserve it. And just tell them that it's our way to fucking motivate them. Another thing we had to do when we were taking insurance calls, we had to fucking ask people to buy the policy. So, like, somebody could come on the line and be like, look, I'm not interested in buying. I don't have any money. I just lost my fucking job. They could tell you this whole big fucking story. Doesn't fucking matter. Because at the end of this, I have to ask you to fucking buy it. So then you're asking people to buy policies. They're like, well, I just told you I had no money, you fucking dickhead. I used to just, like, flat out tell people sometimes. They're like, why did you ask me that? I was like, listen, I know what you said. I heard you. I'm sorry. I asked you this because they require me to ask you this. Now that I'm done asking and, you know, they can check the box off their fucking score sheet, I can have a normal fucking conversation with you. God damn, like, it just pissed me off so fucking much. You had to hit a certain amount of numbers. And if you didn't hit the numbers, like I said, you go on a fucking warning. I was on warnings all the time. I never missed fucking work. I didn't fucking leave early. I fucking showed up on time. The vast majority of my numbers were really fucking good, but I wasn't fast enough for them. So they constantly fucked with me for not being fast enough. If you did this, this, and this, you'd shave 30 seconds off every fucking call. Listen, I want to blow my fucking brains out. I can't do that. Everybody fucking sells differently. Everybody talks differently. I can fucking talk better than anybody you have in that fucking building, okay? That's not fucking hyperbole. That's not me fucking bragging. I have fucking communications degrees and I spent 10 fucking years on radio. I fucking do a podcast. You don't think I can talk better than a fucking asshole that just fucking got hired for fucking TJ Maxx? Are you shitting me? I'm not a good fucking salesman. I'm a dog shit fucking salesman. You know why? Because I don't give a fuck. The reason I fucking sold policies is because I could fucking talk to people. They get in a fucking line with me. They're like, hey, this guy's not a complete fucking asshole. I mean, he might be, but at least he's talking to me like a fucking human being. And I'm buying a house. I fucking need this shit, so I'll fucking buy from this dick. That's all it fucking was. It's not a fucking secret. They think like, hey man, if you say all these things, you're gonna fucking sell all these policies. You're gonna fucking build value in, and people are gonna fucking buy it. Listen, people ain't buying shit they don't wanna fucking buy. If our fucking policy is $1,000 more than the fucking competitor, guess what they're fucking doing? They're buying from the fucking competitor. These fucking dickheads are like, no, you just fucking tell them. Like, you can convince them that this is a fucking top-rated company and they're going to fucking buy. Get the fuck out of here, dude. What fucking world are you fucking living in? If you go to the fucking store and there's five different kinds of fucking milk, you're going to buy the fucking cheap skim milk. So long as they're not fucking lead in it and shit. You know what I mean? Like, how the fuck would you think, like, other people are going to behave in ways that you wouldn't fucking behave? And you know what? I don't want to hear from any of you dickheads that defend that fucking company. Like, I look sideways at people who fucking loved it there. Like, if you walk up to me and you're like, dude, I really like that job. Listen, you can like the money. Don't give me no shit about you liking that fucking job. I don't fucking believe you. You either want to fucking move up and be one of the fucking corporate drones at the fucking head of the fucking snake, or you're a fucking idiot and I don't want anything to do with you. Fuck off. Oh my God. God, that fucking job still gets me worked up. It's been like 5 months. It still gets me fucking worked up. Anyway, I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays as a new podcast episodes come out. I'm on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts and Spotify, iHeartRadio, Pandora, wherever the fuck you want to get it. Podbean's the host. Every fucking episode is there. I'm on Twitter at JohnsonHU. Instagram, that is at maybe 5 minutes. I'm also on Facebook and catch this right in my timeline.